Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 59 of K-Drama Convos. So today we have another Japanese drama. It's been a little bit, I feel like, since what's the last Japanese thing we watched?
Well, it's maybe been a month.
I think it's only, but that's still a little while. I don't know. What's the last Japanese? Was it Clover? Gosh, because was that the last Japanese thing we watched?
I don't know. The one month we watched several.
No. I think
Alice in Borderland.
Alice in Borderland is the last, and we watched that in June. So yeah, it's been a minute, you know. And but today we are talking about the 2015/16 drama My Little Lover, which you had seen before. Mm-hmm. How long ago would you say you'd seen that? Like
years.
Yeah. Okay, so you didn't remember all the details of it, like, initially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every now
and
then.
As we went along, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
oh,
do that.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Like, oh, my gosh, yeah. But it's not, you know, that's something that's not weird for us to do.
Right.
To watch one that you've already
especially
seen.
Especially if it's one that I've watched it long enough ago that watching it again isn't like, this is so boring. I know exactly what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you got to give it a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Though I have watched some back-to-back on occasion you.
Yeah, not much. I think there's one or two, though, that... Well, see, the problem is that you end up telling me about the show and get me interested, but then you continue to watch it by yourself and I force you to rewatch it.
Well, see, I'm watching that Chinese one all by myself, but I'm telling you about it because I know you're not going to watch a 40-episode show with me.
I'm not, well, I'm willing to watch a 40-episode show, but, like, I'm not going to start it at the moment. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to start it.
There are plenty of other long
shows. Yeah, there are so many longer shows like that. So, this show is, okay, what is the word you use to describe this show?
Fluffy.
Yes, this show is 100% fluffy.
Yeah,
like,
which is totally. Exactly at the time when we were trying to pick out, what do we want to watch next? It took us forever.
We must have taken like an hour.
Yeah, and we're finally like, okay, we just want something to entertain us. Mm-hmm. We don't want a message. We don't want to think. We don't want high drama. We want fluffy.
Yes. Uh-huh. And, yeah, it was funny because we were on Viki, like, on our TV. And we went to, like, genres under specific language. And then we were just scrolling. And I don't know. I guess we're the at least I'm the type who... I mean, that's different when it's just, like, this entire list of dramas in front of you. You know, if I get won't start a drama unless I've heard of it from somewhere, have had it recommended to me, know a actor or actress in it. Like, unless I just randomly stumble across a, like, you know, like, description, which that can be where I first hear of it, and then I'll recommend it to you, or I'll see a clip on YouTube, or...
That's what always gets me.
Oh, yeah,
the clips on YouTube.
That's what
and
got
then I'm,
me.
I see a clip and then I'm like, oh, I gotta go find out what's the show called and what's the plot.
Yeah, that was what got me for Attorney Wu. Because clips kept coming up on YouTube shorts, like, all the time. And, well, half of me is like, I don't want to spoil this show for myself. Like, I want to, and then that one was easy to look up, but... So, you know, us just looking at this huge list of dramas we've never heard of, and, like, is not a good way to find a drama. Mm-mm. We found that out. Dude, we were doing that for, like, an hour.
It was
ridiculous.
It was.
Oh, my gosh. We're always like that, though. Yeah. But this show is a manga adaptation, and the manga ran from 1986 to 87, so an older one for sure. And the funny thing is that I didn't find this out till after we watched the whole show, that it is the fourth TV show remake of this manga series. All four shows are Japanese. The first one was in 1990, then when there was one in 94, and then one in 2004, and then this one is 15-16. So that's, like, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And we actually did look up clips to the one from 94. I unfortunately couldn't find any, I couldn't find any really from the 90 one from the 90.
Not in the US anyway.
Yeah, but yeah. We did find clips from the one from 94, and it was kind of funny seeing a few clips here and there. But so this show's whole thing is that the main character turns tiny.
Right.
Which is a interesting plot line, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I totally can see a manga using that.
Absolutely.
Especially, like, totally. Mm-hmm. And how, and especially because a manga's visual, they can use that very easily. So, with the characters of this show, there's not a ton, actually, which is kind of nice. They didn't eat a lot. And because you noted this earlier, I want to note this. So, last episode, we did a review on Triad Princess, a Taiwanese show. And we had a lot of criticisms of too many complicated side stories. Mm-hmm. Even though we loved them, didn't work for how long the show was.
Yeah.
And you noted that this show did it very differently because they really, like, basically 100% focused on the two leads.
Right. They had the side characters to help move the story along, and there were the ones that touched the lives of the main characters.
Exactly, yeah.
But we didn't explore the lives of those secondary characters at all, which was kind of...
Which is fine.
Nice.
It worked because fine for this one.
We focused on what the story was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And those characters, I don't know, I kind of liked, I don't know, I really liked the periphery characters.
What do you
They were
like?
On the periphery. They were on the edges of
periphery?
The story.
Like the perimeter?
Like your peripheral vision.
Oh, oh, that's what you
Yeah, so they were on the edges of the story.
Oh, yeah,
they were
yeah.
needed.
Yeah, obviously.
But they weren't the focus of it.
Right, and that's just how this show was. It was just, I could really compare that to how Triad Princess was done. It was like, oh, yeah, I should, you know, that kind of thing. So I just want to mention that. So, with the characters, with, let me make sure I have their names, with
Minami.
Minami.
And Chiyomi.
Well, no, I was just going with
Minami. You're just going to talk about Minami
first.
Okay.
So, the funniest thing is that my very, very first impressions of Minami are like, do you remember what I said? So, we had seen Good Morning Call.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it like 5 times. It's ridiculous. You rewatch it every now and then.
I do.
It's cute, but it's not that good a
yes,
show.
Yes, the funny thing is I don't watch it for the main
No,
character.
You watch it for, what's his
Daichi.
Name? Is he the
He's the friend that plays soccer.
The childhood friend, okay.
Yeah.
And so my first impression of Minami is I was like, please tell me he is not like the male lead from Good Morning Call.
Right.
Because in Good Morning Call, it's like the, you know, like the...
He's cold.
The cold male lead and like the very...
Bubbly female.
Emotional female lead, which is fine, whatever. I don't mind that trope. In Good Morning Call, he's so cold to the point it's too much for, like...
And he's rude.
It's
it
like
feels
not,
rude.
It's not believable, you know? And my first impression of Minami, I was like, oh, don't tell me he's that cold.
This and I'm like, no, he's not. Don't worry.
And then, like, it took to, like, the end of the episode. Oh, no. He, and in Good Morning Call, he, like, barely talks. Where in this one, completely different character.
Yeah.
So my first impression of Minami and, like, actually what his character was, like, completely different. Now, with Chiyomi, my first impression of her and what she was, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, there was no,
happy,
like,
bubbly, energetic.
Yeah. Very energetic. That's, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think the funniest first impression was with Pheromone. Which, what is her actual name? Sayori Nomura is her actual name. And all the that is just the funniest.
All she did was open the door to the classroom and step through the doorway.
And
I was like, ew!
Immediately, I was like, I don't like her. She's scheming. Mm-mm. That's not, like,
She didn't say anything.
And I just looked at her and knew it. I'm like, she's scheming. I know it. Like, that's all it took. And to be fair, basically every scene, especially the beginning of the show, every single time this chick would step on screen, they play this saxophone music. And
you know,
I
this sexy saxophone song.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would just laugh so hard. It was so hard to, take it seriously.
Yeah.
Also, them calling her, and I think I...
They didn't call it to her face, though.
They sometimes accidentally did.
The one kid
did.
Accidentally yeah. did, but...
Uh-huh. No, but it was funny to me, because I think at least in the one scene, I was pretty darn sure they used the English word pheromone.
Mm.
It wasn't just... So, I don't think it was just an English translation thing. I think they legit called her that, which is hysterical. It's funny, because typically, I would think if you're calling someone pheromone, that means, you know, they, like... sleep around or something. That's what I assumed at first, but no, it's just
well,
because...
Well, no, pheromone just means that everyone's attracted to her.
Yes, in this... Yeah, I assumed it was something else, but no, it was literally just because she was the hot girl in the school.
Apparently.
For some reason. Yeah. What? I don't know. Okay. And she obviously turned out to be the scheming
mm-hmm.
character. And I'm like, okay, and one thing I couldn't figure out the whole show, why Nami? Why was she going for him? Like, she was the rich...
Because he was attractive?
Is that the only reason?
That's the only reason.
Like, I don't think he was terribly...
He was very smart, too.
He was smart.
Because he's going to go to medical school.
And he was athletic, and I was like, why him?
She just picked him.
It felt a little strange to me that I'm like, she's like the quote-unquote rich one here. And I don't think, I mean, it's not that he was unpopular, but I don't think he was like super uber popular like, you know, she was, obviously. It right. just felt like, what's the
It was
reasoning?
Interesting because often the kid who only has one parent gets outed because... It must be their fault because they only have one parent.
Well, or something like that, yeah.
And she didn't seem to really care.
No, she actually kind of used it a little. She tried to use it to manipulate him, actually,
right.
in that way. But it was just like, why him? I mean, him wanting to go into medical school has a connection with her dad. So there it makes sense. But what gain does she get from that? I don't know. Maybe she just straight
up
liked
him. She just wanted
a
boyfriend, yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she could have got a boyfriend so easily.
Yeah, but she wanted what she wanted, not what anybody else
wanted.
Obviously,
yeah. So, she was annoying. She stayed very true to her character, though.
She did.
I gotta admit
that.
She did.
Though, I must say, the one scene, and I even
wrote
this down.
This is kind of rough, man.
In episode 8, where she confronts... Minami and says, "You love Chiyomi, don't you?" And he basically says, "Yes, I do," and rejects her.
Basically.
Her reaction to that was like...
She was like genuinely sad.
She was, but she was also like, okay.
Fine.
I'll give up.
I get it, yeah.
She was the most human-like
In that scene, like, only.
Yeah.
Because every other scene, she just never felt truly genuine.
Right.
Like, that was the first one where I really did believe that she liked him and that she was sad and that she was just going to have to move on. Like,
all when she was over at their house and telling the whole... It's kind of the story of her and
which
her dad,
her story,
and she started crying.
Which her story was true.
It was true, and she was actually really crying, but I couldn't believe her.
I couldn't trust her.
I thought, is she using tears to manipulate?
Exactly. And, I guess.
But this one, she was like, okay, I've been rejected. Okay.
And she moved on.
I'll
like,
back off.
We never gave her the benefit of the doubt.
No, we
ever.
Didn't. We didn't.
Ever. But yeah, no, she... But she... wasn't to the point where I, like, absolutely hated her, couldn't stand when she came on screen, and, like, oh, what show was that? Promise Cinderella? the performer in that one, the super duper manipulative one, she had a really strange relationship with the owner, with like the older brother. What the heck was
she's a geisha.
Geisha, thank you.
Oh wow. She, like,
that was the kind of character that you literally hated.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, she did a very good job of being able to be, you know, hated. In this one,
She didn't despise her quite that much. She just was like, oh, brother, here we go again.
Yeah, she was still a naive high schooler. Exactly. Like, it wasn't to the point where it was, like, too much, you know? Like, that kind of thing where you just could not stand her. Which sometimes shows do kind of a good job, actually, of having characters like that, for sure. And then with her two friends, with Chiyomi's two friends, which was
Riku.
And what the heck was the other girl's name? Ami. I have it pulled up in front of me, that's why. They were, like, especially Ami, she's very normal. She was just a normal girl. And she got very little screen time.
She did.
I quite liked her, though. She seemed really nice. I really liked her.
They did a good job keeping the characters pretty normal. I know I was noting this earlier. There weren't, often in manga, you'll see, you know, the characters with the pink hair or the multiple earrings. Or
also just the generally over-the-top personality.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't have to be their visual.
Right, and they didn't have that in this
not really.
So that I was kind of the parents, everybody was kind of like
a normal person. Yeah, and also we found out when this was made, the two leads were both like 17.
Yes.
They were both legit high schoolers.
All the high schoolers were either 20 or under. Riku was the oldest.
He was older, but yeah, I mean, at least with
I love it when they actually cast high schoolers high schoolers.
It's so much more convincing. Like, there have been multiple shows. You just splash yourself? What happened?
No, I'm just thinking of a particular show that they cast people that were not high schoolers.
What show? Here.
Twilight.
That's so true.
They had like 25-year-olds playing high schoolers. And that is so stupid.
People always note that about high school dramas. Like, did the directors not, like,
read it?
Like, seriously.
This is high school?
So many people talk about it. Like, I get it if they're a 20-year-old that can pass as an 18.
Yeah.
Then that's fair. Like, Riku, I'd say for the most part, he passed as a high schooler.
As a high school senior? Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'd say at least. But with Riku, he was a little strange. Like,
he had what you would probably call an artistic temperament.
That's so stupid.
Isn't that stupid? Like, but that's what people
You mean
say.
As in, like, TV? Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. In TV.
Your stereotypical kind of.
Right. He's artsy. He's emotional.
Yeah.
He's all in or all out.
True.
Person.
He was just a little weird. He also didn't get a terrible amount of screen time, which was fine.
Right.
He didn't need it. But I don't know. We'll get into it later. But his whole thing with the figure was kind of strange. Like, what is this? But, you know. And Nami's mom and grandmother, I really liked. They're really nice. And they felt super genuine.
Yeah.
Whereas Chiyomi's parents were a little bit less believable and they felt a little bit more manga character, which is not in a bad way or anything. It just, like, Minami's mom and grandmother were, like, really genuine. Like,
yeah.
And I really liked
especially his mom.
Yeah, especially. Definitely.
You know, the mom, she has to go to work every day. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't there at home a lot and to get a lot of screen time because she's busy working.
Yeah. So the main part of this show is obviously Chiyomi shrinks down to the quote-unquote one-inch princess, which she was like, I'd say she was a good few, like 6 inches maybe? She was not a one-inch.
Yeah, she was not one-inch.
She was like 3 or 4 inches. Yeah, she was a little bit taller than
based on the size of his hands.
Yeah, she was not 1 inch. 1 inch is tiny.
But like, she wasn't Barbie doll size.
No,
she
Barbie doll's much...
like half Barbie doll size.
Yeah, like a different... obviously, very, very precise measurements.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah. And one thing I was interested to see is how they were going to pull that off. So, this one's from 2015-16. So... Mm-hmm. And obviously, they didn't have, like, you know, a Avengers kind of, like...
budget.
Yeah. So, I was like, you know, there's going to... there's going to be some moments that probably look a little... Eh. You're still laughing at that? I guess that's not what you expected me to say.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
But you know what I mean? They didn't have a huge budget.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Wow. Oh, you know what? This is a Japanese show that doesn't look yellow. The whole time. Just saying. I think we just... Do we just watch, like, old Japanese stuff?
I think that's part of
reason?
What we do. When we watch Japanese, we tend to watch older...
I guess so. So, sometimes the camera quality is really rough.
Yeah.
But this one was perfect. This one was fine. Yeah. So, it was going to be a difficult thing for them to pull off.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, I went in expecting it's not going to be seamless, you know?
Yeah. I think... You expected it to be a lot rougher than it was.
I actually did, yeah.
Yeah.
So one thing I noted was that when Chiomi was in, like, I'm going to call it a environment, is what I'm going to call it, actually, they pulled it off pretty darn well.
I think so.
Yeah, like, when she was in his room, even in his pocket, and, like, that sort of thing. Actually, it was quite convincing, most of it. And... Like, the special effects being, like, not quite right, it didn't make it so I was like, oh, right, this is just a TV show.
Oh,
like, it didn't bring me out of that, like, I mean, I obviously didn't believe it's real,
right.
But I don't know what word he is. I'm blanking on the word, but you know what I mean, what I'm talking about. It didn't make my experience, like, so much less, and I wasn't, like, interested in it because the graphics weren't 100%. Mm-hmm. And especially with her and the environments, it was actually quite convincing.
I remember noting that he got a washcloth to cover her as a blanket, and when she pulls up the blanket over her, it doesn't look like a blanket. What is that noise?
It's the fan.
Oh.
That's the fan being loud.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Sound. It doesn't look like a blanket like, you know, you'd pull up on your bed.
Yeah,
it looked like
a towel.
Mm-hmm. And
definitely.
I just thought it was a really cool detail.
Yeah, there
was... I loved her in his pocket.
Yeah, that was the cutest thing.
The things that they had to build for this were interesting.
The one where she was in the pocket, that was obviously a set that they literally had to do. And because majority of it was literally just, like, green screening her in because it had to be in his room. Like, you can't make the entire set with his room. But no, his pocket was definitely set they had done, which I feel like they did quite well. Like, you could see the really detailed stitching on his pocket and everything, and you could see the texture of the fabric and that kind of stuff. The stuff that wasn't quite as good was whenever Chiomi and Minami touched in any way.
When, like, she would stand in his hands.
Yeah, or anything like that. It didn't work as well. Like, it was convincing enough that it didn't look like crap.
Well, and
she
was riding on his shoulder.
That might have been the worst one, actually. That was really rough, yeah. But majority of the time, it wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have that constantly either, which probably kind of helped that as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that wasn't as good. A little bit rough, but honestly, it's 2015-16, it's, like I said, it's not the Avengers.
It was it was better than we expected.
Definitely,
it to be.
Yeah. They actually managed to pull it off for the most part. And I wasn't expecting it to be seamless anyway. Right. So, you know.
And another thing that they did to make it look more real was her clothing.
Oh, they did her clothing.
I love
spot
the details on.
On
her clothing. the doll clothes that she wore had Velcro closures. Yeah, up
like
the back.
The back was obviously like a straight line that was like Velcro. Yes. And also like the red dress with the bow on it. Her necklace was not a actual necklace.
Mm-hmm.
It was attached to the collar of the dress.
Yep.
And also you mentioned the, because obviously because you sew, you mentioned the scale of the flowers.
Yes, when the grandma made her the kimono, the scale of the flowers on the robe that went over top.
Yeah, I don't remember what you call that.
Was... Yet. On her, it looked like it was like
your entire hand.
Yeah, hand size. Yeah. Whereas I have a, you know, piece of fabric that has those flowers on it.
But they're much smaller.
Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just such a neat detail because the teeny tiny flowers wouldn't have been teeny tiny on her.
Exactly.
It would have been big mm-hmm. like that.
And every time she would change clothes or this or that, we always noted, like, the little details.
The beadwork on the moon that her friend made for her. The beads were, like,
uh-huh,
size of a fist.
Yeah.
And that's the size difference mm-hmm. would have been...
Yeah, and I love how they had that one item and they did it in, like, both. Like,
yes.
She was, like, bigger and smaller. Mm-hmm. It was fun. And it was that, having her clothes, so convincing.
Right.
It,
and they looked like Barbie clothes. They didn't, they weren't, like, normal, everyday clothes.
They were, like,
and
loud.
And her friends noted, what is that tacky thing
she's
wearing?
Yeah, like, no, it's her sister was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like, and that kind of thing made it so much more convincing that she really was having to wear doll clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, with the bright colors and bold patterns.
Right. And the ugly shoes that matched with the dress.
Yeah, and that kind of thing, like, actually made it much more convincing,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. And that was, it was always fun, like, noting the little details of her outfits.
Yeah.
Like, we had a lot of fun doing that, for sure. So... Some of the things that, you know, we wanted to know was some of the things they did with the plot, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, this was my first time watching it. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, I didn't know anything about it versus you did.
Right.
So, for me, one of the biggest plot lines I did not expect was that I assumed that no one was going to find out except for Minami that she was small.
Mm-hmm.
That did not happen.
No.
By the end of the show, like...
It took a long time.
It took a very long time, but, like, 80% or so people, like, characters we knew, like, knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both her parents knew, her sister, the grandmother, her one classmate. Like, it took a very long time, yeah. It took till pretty much the end that quite that many knew. But I was, like, very surprised at that. Like, when Riku accidentally saw her at school and thought she was a figure, that is kind of more what I expected.
Right.
People would see her and be like, ah, oh, no, that's, the, I didn't, you know, that can't be it. I expected that to happen more than people actually seeing her and then talking to her and being like, oh my gosh, you did legit shrink. Like, that kind of thing
right.
I did not expect. That just, like... surprised me, honestly, every time it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't expect as many people to know,
mm-hmm.
like, by the end. Like, a lot of people knew. But I kind of like how they found out. Like, with the sister, it was because she had dug so much.
And she was observant.
She's very observant. Mm-hmm. And, like, she knew it even before she really, truly spoke to her or anything. And,
mm-hmm.
like, that kind of thing, like, made sense. With the grandmother, was a total accident.
Right.
You know, and that kind of thing. It was interesting how they all found out in a kind of a different way. Some, like, the grandmother was an accident versus, like, the parents... The first time it was an accident, but she was wanting to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm. The grandmother at first she was confused. Mm-hmm. So she thought of her as the one-inch princess. But at some point, she called her Chiyomi.
By her name.
Where? I wonder where.
I wish I remembered.
Grandma realized.
It took a while. Mm-hmm. It really did. Yeah, I think it was only one scene that she did call her Chiyomi. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember when that was. So one thing they did, like, throughout the show was they tried, well, it was mostly the beginning and then the end. They tried different ways to try and make her, you know, big again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had multiple things. Like, first they tried the magic mallet, which was, like, right at the beginning of the show. You knew it was not gonna work. Yeah. It was too soon for that, you know? Like, this is the whole point.
But it was
cool
the way they did it, that she had to be the one to get into the temple to unlock it, because she's little. Mm-hmm.
And I also like that they showed the reason why it didn't work. Like, the reason it didn't work was because when she remembered him saying, like, oh, I don't like you anyway, whatever, that she was like, oh, well, it, you know, kind of is like her thinking, I don't want to go back to that, you know?
Right, and so I don't actually want to get big yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of why it stopped working. And then they went out and, like, stayed overnight in the thunderstorm, which that one was, I found that pretty logical. Yeah, it wasn't in the legend, but
back
it made
over
sense.
To the cave.
And mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what I didn't expect was the beach one, where they went to, like, the hot springs and stuff, where they actually went back to, well, it was Riku's idea, but they went back and looked at the legend again.
Right.
And actually pulled something else from it and went and tried that. I mean, I was personally a little disappointed that that beach one did not work, like, plot-wise. I feel like, you know, basing it off of the legend of the one-inch princess and, you know, why the mallet didn't work was because, you know, she hadn't found her one true love. And that she didn't want to go, like, she didn't want to go back to how it was before.
And Riku also said that was only half of the solution.
Right, I think they mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And also, at the very beginning of the show, Chiyomi, I think she was narrating and talking about stories of fairies. Because her web novel was, like, about, like, fairies and stuff. And she was talking about how, you know, they're not supposed to fall in love, but when they do, if the love is reciprocated, they lose their magic. Whatever the word I'm looking for, in return, of turning into a human, like, you know, getting bigger. And I thought they were going to go that route.
Right.
So when they're at the beach and they're both, like, praying.
They both acknowledge that they like each other.
Exactly. Like, she's received that love, you know, her one true love. You know, they both know it. She truly wants to go back to how she was and spend her life with the one she now knows likes her. And then it didn't work. Which, I wasn't completely surprised it didn't work, but I was like, so...
So what's gonna work?
Exactly. Of course, typical TV show style, it was the kiss. Actually, the kiss did two different... They had two kisses that did two different magical things.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Which... I'm just, I just feel like to make it...
See, that pulls from more Western fairy tales.
Yeah, that was Snow White, which, honestly, they did
European
fairy tales. That one, which they did reference, they specifically referenced Snow White at one point. They had, like, a little skit they did. I think it was a dream or something.
Yes.
And where he kissed her awake. Also, right at the beginning, she was like, you know, maybe I just had to be kissed by a prince to turn bigger. Like, she literally said it. Like,
yeah.
So they did have some foreshadowing that was going to be the answer.
Yep.
But I was like, dude, I feel like it could have been more fun to go with the one-inch princess legend and that the legend actually works. I feel like that would have been less cheesy. Like, you know, you could have... There's one thing is fluffy and one thing is cheesy. Mm-hmm. Those are two different things. Fluffy, I'm more just see as, like, a innocent and upbeat and not very dramatic drama. Versus cheesy is more just things that are, like, very predictable or, you know, that kind of stuff. Which... What?
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Which, the kiss was very predictable. I was just a little disappointed in person.
That they used
it wasn't
that, yeah.
awful or anything, mm-hmm. though. It was just a little cheesy that they did that. So, their use of tropes in this drama was actually pretty fun
yeah.
for most of them. Mm-hmm. Because of her being small, they took some of your classic tropes and had to kind of, and did them in a very different
yes.
way
yes.
than most dramas. So, him being sick from being out in the rain, every freaking K-drama and anime, like, has this. It's hysterical.
You go out and you get wet, you get a fever.
I get getting, like, a head cold, but have you ever gotten a fever?
With a head cold, you can.
No. I mean, like, specifically from being out in the rain.
No.
Like, I've never gotten a fever.
No.
Maybe you'll get sniffly.
I've never gotten a cold from being out in the rain, either.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, with this one, the main thing is that she's... You know, she wants to take care of
right.
him, but for her, it's so difficult, and she can't.
She can't.
And actually, pheromone over here. Also, who lets themselves into someone else's house? You're basically breaking in at that point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Don't do that. That's...
Unless you are close friends. Your
yeah.
families are close
like,
friends.
You know, like, it's one thing if
like,
you,
Manny can let yeah, himself into our house whenever he wants.
We don't care, like, you know, because we know... He's known my brother for literally
yeah,
years.
But, like, you know.
I don't know.
Down the street. What?
Yeah.
They don't come up and help them let themselves into our house.
That's so weird.
Because we don't really know them.
Yeah. And especially with, like, you know, it's one thing for childhood friends who, like, are, you know, still very good friends. Especially the families know each other.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you have a childhood friend where you'd, like, walk in and you'd call their mom? Didn't you have something like that?
Yeah.
So, for you to let yourself in their house and say, oh, hi, Mom, how's it going?
That's different. Yes.
Whereas pheromone just waltzes in because no one's home.
No one was home.
And also, like, lets herself into his bedroom as well. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Chill. But it ends up being that she's the one who nurses him back to health. Like, dramatic. Makes him food or whatever the heck.
Mm-hmm.
And... But they use that in a way where, because Shiomi wasn't able to do it, they then had pheromone do it and make Shiomi jealous
right.
of it. And I kind of liked that, like,
mm-hmm.
little reversal there of
exactly.
how it typically goes. So the next one is the love triangle with between Riku, Minami, and Shiomi.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of shows have love triangles. That's not weird. But this one was a little bit different because by the very end, because Shiomi had been writing her web novel about thus and such in the pocket. Riku had basically figured out that
she loves somebody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, she don't like me.
Yeah.
It's somebody else. So
mm-hmm.
usually,
and she knew that Riku liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And Minami knew that
Riku liked her. Yeah.
But Riku didn't know that Minami liked her.
Yeah.
Which is what's typical. The two dudes know.
Oh, yeah, that's typical. That's not... I mean, he figured out at the end.
Right.
It took a while,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. And because of her having that the novel thing that Riku read, it was a very different way of him figuring out that she likes someone else.
And
actually,
that was what they used to solve the triangle problem.
They did, yes. Mm-hmm. But it was just an interesting way. Like, usually that's not how they figure it out. You know,
right.
It's kind of a weird way, honestly,
mm-hmm.
compared to a lot of shows. So, cohabitation. Obviously, they're cohabitating.
Right.
It's
just a little different when one is only 4 inches tall.
Yeah, if one is four. Yeah, it makes it a lot less. It makes it a little less awkward in some ways.
In some ways,
yeah. It's still awkward, but there's less of those, like, dramatic moments where one, like, walks in on the other one, like, getting dressed or something.
Yeah.
Like, they had that, but they used it in a very different
mm-hmm.
way.
Yeah, it was much more innocent.
It was very innocent
yeah.
with these two. And with this one, it's different because obviously, because she's, like, 4 inches tall. And also that they're in the same room. It's not just, like, the same apartment or something. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different with that.
And he has to keep her secret and
and that sort of thing. They, again, used it in a
different way.
Kind of a fun way, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, with... We quite like shows that have cohabitation as one of the things in them. But it was kind of fun to see it used in this way, mm-hmm. I'd say. And then the next one is a very Japanese trope, is the night away trip to the hot springs.
Yes. So
this is something
it's very high school-y, too, if you think about it.
I guess so.
High school students go on the hot springs trip often. As a big group, though.
Yeah, usually it's a big group. So I've read a decent, I haven't read that much manga. I've read some manga. I've seen a decent amount of anime. And I feel like especially in manga that you'll see typically it's a group of mm-hmm. high schoolers. And the big deal is they're doing an overnight trip.
Right.
It doesn't have to be the hot springs. Typically it's some sort of resort or a hot spring.
It's usually nature, out in nature.
Very like often.
To go to the mountains or the hot springs.
Yes,
or
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which sounds fun, honestly. It sounds fun to me.
Yeah, really.
But this one, it was kind of funny because a lot of the time, especially, obviously, it's couples going, you know. And a lot of the time, they'll do, like, it's a really big deal because they're sleeping in the same room for the first time together. You know, that whole plot line. And this one also did that. They did that plot line, except literally nothing happens. Because
and they've been already sleeping in the same room for 4 weeks.
Yes, they have. They have been literally sleeping next to each other for weeks now. And the difference with this one is that even though before they were sharing a room, now they're, like, literally alone. Like, it's not like
right.
his grandmother and mom.
It was after they both confessed
exactly.
as well. So it's a little different.
So it's a little bit different, a little different vibe going on
exactly.
here. A little bit more awkward. Kind of strange scene, to be honest.
Yeah.
A little weird them, like...
sleeping and...
hugging, but, like, she's tiny.
That was a little odd.
It was a little odd, but it was... I found it kind of hilarious that they still use that mm-hmm. in... But, obviously, nothing happened because she's tiny. Obviously. So, the next one. This is, like, one of my least favorites. Car crash happening. Why did so many dramas love doing... Yes, car crashes happen in real life, but do they always happen to, like, the main character? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so, car crash. This was the one I couldn't believe just happened. I couldn't believe what I just saw. This.
You're like, did they really? Are they really? Did they like, really just
like,
do that?
He was walking on the road, and I'm like, it's a very rural place. Of course he's walking on the road. There's no freaking
sidewalk.
Like, I didn't find that weird and didn't realize what was
But as soon
happen.
As we saw the screeching
like,
car,
screeching,
you're like,
you're
no,
like, oh.
no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
seriously? Seriously?
Yep.
And yeah, he gets hit by the car, goes flying in the air, holding her, protecting her, and then, like, splats to the ground. And then, obviously, the mom, Chiomi's mom was there to, you know, it was a hit and run, too, goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see that coming
mm-hmm.
at all. And I'm like, was this really necessary? Whatever. So, that happened.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And they even had the same trope of, like, the one, you know, jumping in front of the other person, except, you know, he just, you know, turned his back or something and
yeah.
held her, obviously. Exactly. Yeah. So the last trope, I guess it's a trope, is ending a show with a wedding. It wasn't the absolute ending, but it was almost. I think I guess I shouldn't say that. I was about to say the only show I've liked where they did that.
Don't say it.
That's a big spoiler.
There are only...
There's like one.
It's used too much. There are some where...
I liked how they use it.
Yes, but...
Majority... Just don't.
Yeah.
And...
Fast forward to something else.
Like, I don't even love...
Skip the wedding.
Like, I don't even love time jumps, but I low-key might like a time jump better than a wedding. Mm-hmm. Even though weddings are... No, there are two dramas where I didn't mind it. There are two big, big ones, too. But those are the only two where I didn't mind it. Like, this one, I'm like... Eh.
So we both agreed that they could have time jumped to when he took her to the cave.
That was cute.
Gave her the flower crown and proposed.
Yeah, just that leave it at that. That
would have been a beautiful, sweet ending.
What's funny is that that was the ending. They did the wedding and then they jumped back to what the proposal... Dude, just end in the proposal. Just end with that, seriously. Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, you cannot have a rainbow...
That was so stupid.
Without rain.
It's in the name. Rainbow. Okay, so the ending. So this was something I found quite funny was that in... So the one is technically episode 9, the hot springs trope. That was episode 9. Mm-hmm. Then episode 10, they had the car crash, two different magical kisses, a wedding, and a proposal. In that order as well. And I'm just like, what happened to this pretty, like, not dramatic drama?
Right. What happened to our fluffy, sweet drama?
Like, everything just, like, happened. Like, whoa. Like, seriously. So, car crash, fine. It happened. Kiss, fine. It happened. Whatever. That's what they need for the plot. Exactly what you were saying earlier. Cut the... Also, they had it in a weird way. They had the... the proposal was last because she was, like, writing her conclusion to her novel about it. But cut the wedding and just end with the proposal would have been way cuter.
Yeah.
And, like, you could have even just ended with a proposal. And if you really wanted to, flash forward to... Actually, what they had is the flash
with
forward...
With her...
Writing the novel.
Writing and him going to medical school.
Yes! Like, just get rid of the wedding part, because it was very cheesy and kind of strange. Just get rid of
that.
The
little dance that they did.
The little dance. For them. Like, sure, cute, but like, oh, the singer was really good, though.
Yes, she
I
was.
I liked her.
She was very
cool.
Good. Her song was very pretty. Yeah.
So just cut the wedding out, have their proposal, and then the jump forward to what they're doing with their married lives.
Yeah.
Sure. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess I'm just against...
That's what we would have preferred.
Yes. It wasn't horrible or anything. Just for me, episode 10, which was the final episode, felt so much more dramatic than the rest.
And it also felt...
Show.
Like...
Very rushed. A little rushed.
Rushed. And they squished a lot of stuff
they
in that.
Everything.
Whereas the other episodes were pretty, you know... Slower paced, kind of relaxed.
Yeah, and they only had, like, small little things that would come up. Like, you know, Chiomi, like, almost being seen by this person, or she was seen by this person, or her sister figured out another clue that she might be small.
Yeah, but
like,
it wasn't, like,
I'm saying
dying in the hospital and being in a coma and stuff.
I'm saying that they had little things that were the drama, sure.
Yes.
Those little things kept the plot moving. Uh-huh. But they were little. They weren't...
They were more realistic, if you could call this show realistic at all.
I mean, this is not realistic, but they
were... There were more things that if this were to happen...
Sure, in theory.
In theory, these other things probably would have happened.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And, yeah, it was a little disappointing that they ended up going that way with the ending. Mm. I'm pretty darn sure the manga did at least have the car crash in it. I did see it mentioned somewhere. Mm-hmm. I would love to know what the actual ending of the manga is. I think it's slightly different, but I know they had the car crash in there. So, you know, obviously some of the ending was them just following the source material, whatever you call that. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. It was fine. It was still a satisfying ending, I'd say. So, speaking of dramatic, you wanted to mention the scene with Riku and Minami.
Oh my goodness. So, Riku comes over.
Wait, was this a nine?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Towards the end of nine.
Episode nine. That was, like, right at the beginning.
Oh, sorry, right at the beginning. Okay.
Yeah. Riku comes over
to Minami's
house and wants to see his... figurine. Mm-hmm. And
which is kind of strange.
Which is a little weird. But, okay, he's a crafty type person. He wants to know how he made it, I guess.
Yeah, he thinks it looks really realistic.
And he wants to see it. But then when he starts rooting around his room, and they start, like wrestling.
And you're, like, this overseeing his figurine.
And then,
like, yeah, I guess you're trying to figure out if he like.
And then he gets all upset, because he figures out that Minami is big guy, Chiyomi might get hurt, and then he starts crying. I'm like, dude, why are you crying?
Like, that was just a little much.
And then Minami goes and tells his story about his dad and why he's afraid to love anyone, and his eyes tear up, and wow.
That is so, like, believable.
Yes, like, that's a good reason to cry.
Yes! Not over, like, oh my gosh, my crush doesn't like me, and, like, you know, that's what Riku felt like in that moment.
Yes!
Like, dude, you've probably known for a long time that you're not gonna end up together.
And you were so funny, you were like, those are, like, tears falling down his face.
Yeah, I was like, you could see, it was, I mean, he did a good job.
It was good, his crying acting was legit was good. But, like, who wrote it in that he had to act like that?
Yeah, that's a little much. Too dramatic for me. Like, seriously. And, like, you could see tears running down his face. He did a great job.
Right.
But, like, too much.
Too much.
What the heck? I don't care if you're crying, but have a good reason to cry.
Exactly.
And similar, related to that scene, one interesting thing they did with this show is the whole confession.
Mm-hmm.
And how Minami, we actually heard from him twice that he actually liked Chiyomi.
Mm-hmm.
So in an earlier episode, it's only like 7 or 8, it's very close to the one with Riku. Minami, when Pheromone confronted him, Minami told, it's so funny referring to her as her, it's an easy. Pheromone confronted him and he admitted to her that, yes, I've liked her all along, I admit it.
Yeah.
And it was one of the very few times that Chiyomi was not with him. Actually, exactly. Almost all the interactions between Pheromone and Minami, Chiyomi was actually there.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
She's either in the pocket or in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they almost never had any, like, you know, Pheromone obviously didn't know that, you know.
Right.
But then with this same scene with Riku and Minami that we were talking about, after Minami tells Riku how, you know, like you said, with his father and how he's scared to love someone, you know, Riku is like, just tell her. And so he starts yelling it into the room. And Riku is like,
why are you telling me this?
Like, dude, I get it. Like, what the heck? And that's when Riku finds out that, you know, Chiyomi is drunk.
Well, Chiyomi steps out.
She's like, Minami-kun! Yes, exactly like that. Wow. Take a shot for every time they say Chiyomi and Minami-kun. Oh, gosh. I'm so drunk. But that... So, set aside Riku for a second. That was a cool way, actually, the confession to happen, is someone basically told him, just admit it to yourself and just tell her. Like, just do it. Don't be afraid.
Now, often in other dramas, he would deny it, and then there would be this whole big misunderstanding thing.
Like she overheard him denying it.
Exactly.
But that one was in episode 9. So, like, it's far enough in the show, they don't have time to do that.
No, there's no time to do that. And I like the fact that they didn't do that.
No, that would have been annoying, man. Oof, yeah. And also because we'd seen that he already admitted to himself because he did tell Pheromone. Like, it makes sense that he was able to say it in that moment. Yep. For sure. So, overall, this show was indeed enjoyable.
It was cute. It was fun.
It was fluffy.
It was
quite simple.
It was sweet.
Yeah. And their interactions, which I'm very curious, because I remember us mentioning, because she was literally green screened into every scene with him Did they ever interact with each other?
I remember you saying, they have, considering they're probably hardly in the same room, they have really good chemistry.
They had great chemistry. Like, especially considering she was, like, you know, 4 inches tall. They had very good chemistry each other. And I'd be very curious to know if, like,
how often they filmed together.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious, really, because obviously that's hard to act with, mm-hmm. you know, and even more nowadays with, like, modern tech, there are so many movies where, like, everything is green screen. So these actors just be like, okay, you're falling from, you know, this high in the thing, and this is, like, you know, the director tells them what's happening. They just got to go
with
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gotten, for actors, it's gotten harder.
Depending.
Because normally you can look around you and you see your surroundings and you can act within thing. And now you have to totally use your imagination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It probably depends on the actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some might have an easier time with it than others.
Right.
And that sort of thing. But with this one, I'm kind of curious how
I would love to see some behind the scenes.
Oh, I'd love to. It'd be really funny because I bet you feel so stupid, like, him, like, talking into his pocket when no one's there.
Yes.
Like, that kind of thing. And I'd be curious if they, you know, on screen, off screen, whatever, like, made sure they interacted a lot to get that chemistry with each other. I'd be curious. But they did a very convincing job.
They did.
Mm-hmm. And they were very believable, you know, considering this show is, like, this weird fantasy element that she's tiny, you know, like, it's kind of strange, but they are still very convincing mm-hmm. with how they interacted with each other as well as other people. So what is your rating out of 5? Like a 3.5?
3.75?
Yeah. I don't think it's quite a 4.
It's not quite a 4. But it's not down to, it's not down at a 3.
No.
It's like almost a 4.
Like 3.5. Yeah. Because it's not that complicated. It's not, like, revolutionary. Which
exactly.
Drama doesn't have to be revolutionary, mind you. And that sort of thing. Like, you know. But it was still an enjoyable watch. This one was also quite easy to watch.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, like, you know, drama. Or, like, a heavy subject as well. Like,
yeah.
It was very light.
But see, if you're looking for light, then I would definitely recommend it.
No, I would, yeah.
You know, this is a fun watch.
Yeah.
It's a fun watch.
And that's why we even started it.
Exactly.
Like, oh, this is fun. This is, and part of it is honestly very, like, very much a comedy mm-hmm. with some of the things, like the situations that the two end up in and like this and that is very comedic, actually.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I would agree. I would definitely recommend this one. Like, specifically if you're looking for something short and sweet, it's not complicated, whatever. Like, that, you know, that kind of thing. And it's, like I said, it's not something, like, revolutionary. It's not the most amazing plot ever. But they, with the plot they were given, they did a very good job with it, mm-hmm. I'd say. And it was fun and enjoyable to watch. And I was like, you know, I wasn't like, oh, gotta watch another episode. Like, I was looking forward to how it will, like, resolve itself and stuff. So, yeah, I would definitely, I'd say I'd recommend it, sure. It might not be my first recommendation, but it'd be on there for sure, on the list. So, we hope you guys enjoyed us talking about this kind of weird but funny show. And we'll see you all next time.